Okay, story of Mahabharat, episode 4954, and we are at 250, where Draupadi is talking to, I think it must be Yudhishthira, when they are in exile, and she is really like on his case, you could say. How can you not just go to war against Duryodhana and those Karna and Dushasana, Shakuni, who did this to me? And then Yudhishthira says something interesting. He says that Duryodhana is blinded by his envy. But that should not make us blinded by hate or anger. Yeah, anger blinds you, of course. And it's an important thing to realize that if I get pulled into and surrender to that anger, I get blinded. It says, blind anger is neither a shield nor a sword. Do you want us to be blinded by anger? Sometimes it is better to swallow anger. Forgiveness is divine. Forgiveness is the path to Godhead. Forgiveness is truth and penance. Forgiveness is power. Hence, I will never leave the path of forgiveness. Now, if you think about it, I mean, this is a king talking. I mean, he has the right to the throne, and he's a warrior sitting there with his brothers, who are also warriors, and his wife, who has been severely abused and mistreated and disrespected. So, I mean, they're criticizing Yudhishthira. How can you be like that? And that's an interesting, of course, theme in this story. But here, when I think about it now, what he says, it makes sense, because the one who's blinded by anger or envy or whatever, well, they will punish themselves in that way by their own activities, their own karma. So there is really no need for me to take revenge or things like that. Rather, if I forgive, I mean, it's an interesting situation there, then I'm following Dharma. It's the way to God, is the way of God. And it's auspicious for everyone and for a king to think like that, if you think about it. It's very elevated, because it means he tries to avoid war, anger, violence, those darker sides. Instead of acting in that side or on that level, he's acting on the dharmic, the bright, the sattvic, virtuous side. And then, of course, I guess Draupadi will answer them, but you know, how about me? And of course, rightly so. And of course, we will see that the miscreants will definitely be defeated and punished. But Yudhishthir stays on that bright, godly side. And I would say this means that he is a true, as is called, Raja Rishi, a wise king, wise leader in the true sense. And of course, it may seem wiser to some or more natural or obvious to just take up weapons and kill the enemy. But when we look at old classical Indian teachings of wisdom and Chinese teachings of wisdom, and I guess you find them all over the world, Chanakya Pandit and what's his name, the Chinese. I think they say the same, all of them, that war, the violent act, should only be there at the very, very end when nothing else works. And it's military art, or whatever you want to call it, kshatriya arts, is how to avoid it. And part of that is, yes, forgive, try to pacify the enemy so that there will not be a need for war. It's elevated. I mean, we're talking culture here. So of course we can place this into our story somewhere, where modern leaders should learn to think that way, and maybe we will have one there, or two, or three, from different countries. I mean, I can already see one there in India, one there in America, in government positions, and I'm not talking about Trump, I'm talking Tulsi Gabbard, and maybe there's one there in China as well, or several, that read these old scriptures of wisdom, how to run and rule and defend a nation, making it prosper. So we can show that in our story.